Barefoot in the Park by Neil Simon, starring Laura Linney and Eric Stoltz. Recorded before an audience at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., for worldwide broadcast over the Voice of America and throughout the United States over National Public Radio. Barefoot in the Park is an L.A. Theatre Works radio production in collaboration with Ford's Theatre, jointly presented by the Smithsonian Associates and the Voice of America as part of the Radio Theater Live recording project. A brand new lawyer and his young bride have returned from their honeymoon and are moving into their new high-rent apartment, only to find it is not exactly the home of their dreams. And now, Barefoot in the Park by Neil Simon.
Hello?
Up here! You have another floor to go!
Telephone company!
Oh, the phone! Good. Come on in.
That's quite a climb.
Yes, it's 5 flights, if you don't count the front stoop.
I counted the front stoop. Paul Bratter, right?
Mrs. Paul Bratter.
Princess phone.
The little one that lights up in beige?
The little one that lights up in beige.
Would you like a glass of water?
Please.
I'd offer you a soda or a beer, but we don't have anything yet.
A glass of water's fine.
Except I don't have a glass either.
Oh.
Nothing's arrived yet. You could put your head under and just slurp.
No, I'm okay. Just a little out of shape. Where do you want the phone?
The phone. Let me see. Gee, I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Well, it depends what you're going to do with the room. You're going to have furniture in here?
Yes, it's on its way up.
Heavy furniture?
I'll tell you what. You just put it over there and give me a long extension cord. If I can't find a place, I'll just hang it out the window.
Fair enough.
Say, I'm awfully sorry about the stairs.
You're really going to live up here, huh? I mean, every day.
Every day.
You don't mind it?
Mind it? I love this apartment. Well, it does discourage people.
What people?
Mothers, friends, relatives, mothers. I mean, no one just pops in on you when they have to climb 5 flights.
You're a newlywed, right?
6 days. What gave me away?
I watch What's My Line a lot.
Oh, I hope that's the furniture.
I don't want to see this.
Hello? Bloomingdale's?
Lord and Taylor.
Lord and Taylor? Probably another wedding gift from my mother. She sends me wedding gifts twice a day.
I hope it's an electric heater.
Really? Is it cold in here?
I can't grip the screwdriver. Maybe the steam is off.
Maybe that's it.
Just turn it on. It'll come right up.
It is on. It's just not coming up.
Oh. Well, that's these old brownstones for you.
I prefer it this way. It's a medical fact, you know, that steam is very bad for you.
Yeah? In February?
Hi. Just put it anywhere.
I know.
I'm awfully sorry about the stairs. What's this?
I think he wants you to sign it.
Oh, yes. Wait just a minute. Here you go. Will you be all right? It's a shame, isn't it? Giving such hard work to an old man.
He's probably only 25. They age fast on this route. Hello, Ed? Yeah, on Eldorado 58191, give me a straight check.
Is that my number? Eldorado 58191? Has a nice sound, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful number. Hello? Good work, Mr. Bell. You've done it again. Well, you've got your phone. As my mother would say, may your first call be from the sweepstakes.
Oh, my very own phone. Gives you a sense of power, doesn't it? Can I make a call yet?
Your bill started 2 minutes ago.
Who can I call? I know.
Oh, by the way, my name is Harry Pepper. And if you ever have any trouble with this phone, please do me a favor. Don't ask for Harry Pepper.
Oh.
What's the matter? Bad news?
It is going to be cloudy tonight with a light snow.
And just think, with that hole in your skylight, you'll be the first one in the city to see it fall.
Oh, please let that be the furniture and not Paul, so Paul can see the apartment with furniture. Yes?
It's me.
Oh, hi, Paul. Well, I guess he sees the apartment without furniture.
How long did you say you were married?
6 days.
He won't notice the place is empty until June. Well, Eldorado 58191, have a nice marriage, and may you soon have many extensions.
Corey, where are you?
Up here, hon. Top floor. Oh, my goodness, the phone. Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, he is. I mean, he's on his way up. Can you hold on for 2 more floors? Paul, hurry up, darling.
Okay.
Hello? He'll be with you in 1 more flight. Thank you. Now, honey, don't expect too much. The furniture didn't get here yet, and the paint didn't come out exactly right, but I think it's going to be beautiful. Paul? Paul, are you all right?
I'm coming.
He's coming. Hi, sweetheart. Oh, Paul, darling. Well, say something.
It's 6 flights. Did you know it's 6 flights?
It isn't. It's 5.
Well, what about that big thing hanging outside the building?
That's not a flight. It's a stoop.
Well, it may look like a stoop, but it climbs like a flight.
Is that all you have to say?
I didn't think I'd get that much out. It didn't seem like 6 flights when I first saw the apartment. Why is that?
You didn't see the apartment. Don't you remember the woman wasn't home? You saw the 3rd floor apartment.
Oh, then that's why.
You don't like it. You really don't like it.
Oh, I do like it. I'm just waiting for my eyes to clear first.
I expected you to walk in here and say, wow.
I will. Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, Paul. It'll be beautiful, I promise you. You just came home too soon.
Oh, you know, I missed you.
Did you really?
Right in the middle of the Monday morning conference, I began to feel sexy.
That's marvelous. Oh, boy. Let's take a cab back to the plaza. We still have an hour before checkout time.
We can't. We took a towel and 2 ashtrays. We're hot.
My gosh. You still love me.
Well, after 6 days at the plaza, what's the trick?
But that was a honeymoon. Now we're on a regular schedule. I thought you'd come home tonight and we'd shake hands and start the marriage.
Well, how do you do?
It was my turn to say, wow. For a lawyer, you're some good kisser.
Well, for a kisser, I'm some good lawyer.
What does that mean? Something's happened? What, something wonderful? Well, for Pete's sake, what?
Well, it's not positive yet. The office is supposed to call and let me know in 5 minutes.
Oh, they called.
When?
I mean, they're calling.
When?
Now. They're on the phone now.
Where?
There.
Where? Why
there.
Didn't you tell me?
I forgot. You kissed me and got me all crazy.
Frank? Yeah, listen, what did... Oh, very funny. For a lawyer, I'm some good kisser. Come on, tell me. Well? You're kidding. The whole thing? Oh, Frank, baby, I love you. What do you mean nervous? I passed the bar, didn't I? Yes, I'll go over everything tonight. I'll meet you in Schraff's at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll go over the briefs. Hey, what kind of a tie do I wear? I don't know, I thought something maybe flowing like Oliver Wendell Holmes. Right. Did you hear? Did you hear?
What about tonight?
I've got to be in court tomorrow morning. I've got my first case.
What about tonight?
I'll have to go over the briefs. Marshall has to be in Washington tomorrow, and he wants me to take over with Frank. But it's really my case. Oh, Corey, baby, I'm going to be a lawyer.
That's wonderful. I just thought we were going to spend tonight together.
Well, we'll spend tomorrow night together. Well, I hope I brought those affidavits.
I brought a black nightgown.
Marshall had everything laid out when I was at the office. It looks simple enough. A furrier is suing a woman for non-payment of bills.
I was going to cook you spaghetti with white clam sauce.
We're representing the furrier.
In a bikini.
He made 4 specially tailored coats for this woman on Park Avenue. Now she doesn't want the coats.
Then I found this great thing on 8th Street. It's a crossword puzzle.
rehearsal with dirty words.
But the furrier can't get rid of the coat. She's only 4'8", so he'd have to sell them to a rich little girl.
Then I was going to put on a record and do a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?